the first team that we ended up pulling, which I'm glad we did, was West Anchorage. And so I kind of told the tournament director there, I go, I would love to play West Anchorage first. They go, you can have them. So at first, the girls kind of saw the team walking in, and they went about, their front line was about 6'2", 6'2", 6'1", 5'11", 5'11", and just a very big team. And our girls' mouths kind of dropped, and they're just going, oh my goodness, and we end up beating them. So we beat West Anchorage in the first game. Girls did fantastic, and that just kind of started off the weekend really well. And then our next game, we ended up playing Craig, ended up beating Craig in that in our pool play, and then split with K-High and lost by points because we every point mattered within the pool play. So,
what's K-High?
K-High, Ketchikan High School. So, 2 4As in our bracket, 1 2A with Craig in there. And we did really well, and we missed the upper pool by 2 points because our pool was so tough. In our second pool that we were in, we ended up playing Metlakatla, Cordova, Klawak. Klawak was a very, very good team, and that's the one team that beat us both games. Very talented group of girls that they got over in Klawak. And then ended up getting out of that pool and ended up in the gold bracket. So that was one of the goals that girls wanted to do, was end up in the gold bracket. And then we ended up eventually losing in the gold bracket to Mount Edgecombe High School, which ended up being the tournament champion too. So it was a tough draw that we ended up with Edgecombe first in the gold bracket, but ended up being a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Ended up 11 wins and 7 losses if we went by matches, and the girls just did fantastic the whole weekend.
So what does that tell you as a coach at this point in the season? You're kind of at the end, and state is right around the corner, right?
Yeah, state is definitely around the corner. 2.5 weeks left before we get to the state tournament. Hopefully we can get a berth. It's just unfortunate that we only have 3 teams within the 3A classification, and we only have 1 berth to state. And within that 3 teams is Mount Edgecombe High School, who has been to the championship game in state the last 3 years, and Sitka High School, who ended up in the gold bracket championship game on the other side of the bracket. And you have us, the other 3A, and the 3As look to really have done phenomenal at this last tournament, beating out some of the 4As, 4As getting eliminated out earlier. And it's just to show how strong the 3 teams in 3A here are in Southeast, and they're very, very tough teams. Although Mount Edgecombe is at a very tough team, but they have shown that they're vulnerable as they went 5 games with Sitka about 2 weeks ago. So, and we almost got them 2 weeks ago when we were over there for conference games.
So it sounds like state is actually still up for grabs. It's not a done deal.
Yeah, it's really up for grabs. And it depends on who's hot and who's not. And right now we look like we're typically the teams that I have, they peak right around where we need to peak. A lot of learning in the beginning, a lot of technical stuff that we work on as far as all the skill work, and we usually peak towards the end, kind of like what we did last year. And so the girls are really excited about the region tournament. It's going to be a great region tournament as far as the 3A piece goes. It's going to be some very competitive games.
Now tell me the details of the regionals.
Yeah, we'll have a double elimination type of bracket at the region tournament in Ketchikan, November 7-8. And right now, Mount Edgecombe is the number 1 seed, Sitka's the 2, and we're the 3. So we will play Sitka first on Friday when we get down there. The winner that plays again that evening against Mount Edgecombe, and once you lose twice, you're out. Basically, your season will be over. And so we only get 1 berth out of those 3 teams, so whoever wins the 3A championship is the 1 representative that goes to the state tournament for 3A.
Okay, well, the best of luck to you.
Yes, thank you very much.